we spoke to Jared Hughes on Wednesday, Winter Olympian and silver medalist in the snowboard cross there at Pyeongchang in 2018. Now, Josie Baff, a 17-year-old from Jindabyne, in January, she made history. She became Australia's first ever Winter Youth Olympic Games champion. She won gold in the snowboard cross as well at Lausanne there in Switzerland. She grew up on the snow and she's joining us on the line now. Josie, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us. Now, congratulations. That's a huge achievement. How was that experience for you in Lausanne?
Oh, it was incredible. It was something that you would never expect the feeling to feel so great. Like, when I finished, like, crossed the finish line, I was like, oh my gosh, I did it. And I was just was so overwhelmed with all these emotions. And I kind of forgot everything that had just happened, but I was just really in the moment and it was wonderful.
And to describe what it's like then to stand on a podium and have a medal put around your neck and a gold one of all that.
Oh, it's incredible. It was so surreal and I just felt really proud of myself and so grateful for all the opportunities I've had growing up and everyone around me supporting me so I can do what they do.
Yeah, congratulations, Josie. It's a massive achievement. But how are you coping? Because I believe you're in year 12, and are you back at school? Are you homeschooling? And how do you fit all your training in? And what's the situation with yourself at the moment?
Well, at the moment, I'm just trying to keep fit, hoping that the ski season does go ahead. And we started back at school on Wednesday, and we're doing 3 days a week, which it's really good to be back and see all my friends again. It's making school more enjoyable than what it was before, so that's great.
Josie, did you snowboard from a young age or did you start with skiing?
I started with skiing when I was 2 and then I switched to snowboarding when I was 5, but I still had skiing as my focus until I was probably about 15.
So when did you start competing, Josie, in the snowboard cross?
Snowboard cross specifically, I probably would have been in year 1 at school and then I started doing like 4x4 races down at Hotham and taking it a bit more seriously when I was about 14, maybe.
So with snowboard cross, what's the biggest challenges? Can you explain to our listeners what you actually do with the snowboard cross?
It's a combination of rollers, jumps, corners, and you go down with 3 other people and you have to beat them to the bottom. And it's kind of like motocross. And I love it because you have to focus on so many different things at once. You can't just rely on your technique. You also have to be thinking about strategies and tactics, overtake or stay in front. It's really complicated and I love that.
So you're a bit of a daredevil.
Mm.
Yeah. You could say that.
I'm guessing, Josie, you had like quite a few sponsors that identified you early and went, oh, gee, she's pretty fast here and she could compete at a really high level and have pushed you through.
Yeah, definitely. When I was younger, Rhythm Snowboard Shelf actually approached me and that was my first like big sponsor and I didn't really know what was happening, but it was really cool. I got a little contract and stuff and that's when I kind of realised that that's what I wanted to do. And then I got picked up by Oakley just after the Youth Olympics, which was awesome because they're like my favourite brand ever.
How good. And it just takes. So that final in Switzerland that you won the gold in, it was really tight, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was 0.05 at the end.
And was your family there?
Yeah. My mum, my dad and my brother were all there and then lots of my friends, parents and siblings that I've been growing up with. So it was really cool.
So what do you want to do in, the next 5 years? Is it full-time on the circuit? With your schooling, are you looking to sort of get a degree anywhere or is it just all your eggs in one basket with snowboarding?
No, I'm definitely going to try and keep a balance with school because I can't snowboard forever, unfortunately. But I think I'm going to have a year off and then focus on snowboarding during next year and then start doing uni online or part-time. But I think if I just focus on snowboarding, I would get bored because I like doing a lot of things.
And I'm guessing that Beijing 2022 is very much on the radar now.
Yes, I'm hoping. I'm going to work hard to try and get there.
Yeah. And what about your friends when they go out skiing or snowboarding with you? How do they go when they see you, going down the slopes? Are they asking you for plenty of advice and do you show them all your tricks?
I think growing up in Jindabyne, everyone kind of has all the fundamentals and we just go out and have fun and do random stuff. And they keep me really grounded. They don't make me feel like I'm any different to them, which is awesome.
You said you like doing a lot of other stuff. What else do you do outside of snowboarding?
Well, Dad's trying to get me into mountain biking, which I'm doing a bit of. And we have a boat in summer that we like. We go water skiing and stuff, and it's so much fun. And just pretty much anything outside I love. And just being with my friends.
I probably shouldn't ask this, and I hope it doesn't put negative thoughts in your mind, but have you suffered any serious injuries?
I did have one in 2018. I knuckled a jump and I broke my humerus, and that was my biggest one, touch wood.
Right.
And
is it hard to get yourself mentally up again when you suffer an injury like that?
Yeah, it's definitely really, there's a big wall up and then you have to like try and break it down because it's all this like fear replaying in your head of what happened, and you kind of just have to forget about that and know that you're a good enough rider to do the same feature again, but without crashing.
Where's your favourite place in the world to snowboard that you've been to?
Mammoth Mountain, California.
Outstanding. Well, Josie, Congratulations again. Gold medalist. Winter Olympic youth gold medalist. Great stuff. You should be very proud of yourself. And Lawrence, go
Thank
for
you
it.
So much.
No, I was about to say, now, Josie, when you become a massive star around the world, just remember the big sports breakfast. Yeah. Can
always,
we make a phone
always.
Call and talk to you?
Yes.
Just to track and see
of
how
course.
You're going.
Thank you so much.
Great stuff. Thanks so much, Josie.